On October 1, hundreds of seniors gathered outside the BC legislature to share their frustrations and anxieties about the state of the climate. The event was organized by the Victoria Chapter of Seniors for Climate, a Canada-wide nonprofit that connects a community of seniors dedicated to creating a livable future. Those of us that are in our elder years are very concerned about the planet, about nature, about the future for our children and grandchildren, said rally attendee Patty Bisbrough. There are many of us elders that will fight tooth and nail to our deathbeds to make a difference. This was one of over 70 other climate rallies in Canada on Tuesday designed to pressure governments to take concrete actions to address the climate crisis. The idea is just to get people more aware of the issues of climate change and what we can do about it, said another attendee, Don Jennings. We want to be connected to each other and other people that are doing the same good work. A number of speakers attended the event, including activist Terry Dance Benink, the chair of the Climate Action Committee at the Berwick Royal Oak Retirement Home. The media loves to report on aging politicians who've chosen to retire or should retire. But that doesn't mean seniors have no role to play, said Dance Benink. I'm here representing some of my neighbors who care deeply about their grandkids' future, and my teammates beside me today are living proof of how an empowered community can make a difference, despite our aches and pains, walkers and canes. Social justice advocates, the Raging Grannies, took to the stage to sing songs about the climate. The response to climate anxiety is not to give up, said Elizabeth May, the leader of the Green Party of Canada, who was also in attendance. The response to climate anxiety must be climate action and, we can help, by gathering with others and spreading the message that it's not too late to respond to climate change. For more information about Seniors for Climate, visit seniorsforclimate.org.